Claude now puts an invisible mark in the text it writes for you. You cannot see it. Copy that text into a doc, and the mark comes with it. So if you use Claude for anything that goes out with your name on it, two things are worth knowing. What that mark actually is, and what it proves, which is far less than people assume, and one case makes it concrete. You write a paragraph yourself, your words, you paste it into Claude to fix the grammar, and what comes back is marked. Anthropic says so outright. Hold onto that paragraph, because it is why detection gets messy. So first, what Anthropic actually shipped. Get the scope wrong, and you will either panic about nothing or miss the part that applies to your work. It is documented in a help article on their support site. Text Claude generates carries an imperceptible watermark. Files carry signed provenance metadata instead using the C2PA standard. And the surface area is wide. The API, the Claude apps, Claude code, Claude cowork, Claude tag, and Claude through AWS, Google Cloud, and Microsoft Foundry. Models launched from the 2nd of August carry it at launch. It applies worldwide, which is odd because the rule behind it is European. Anthropic signed the EU AI Act's Article 50 Code of Practice on transparency, then turned marking on for everybody, rather than run a separate Claude for Europe. Now, the mechanism. Almost everyone's first guess is wrong, and the wrong guess matters because it tells you the mark is trivial to strip out. The guess is hidden characters. Zero width spaces, invisible Unicode, slipped in between the words. It is a real technique. People have shipped it. But hold it against what Anthropic describes, and it falls apart. Retype a sentence, and the hidden characters are gone. Paste into a plain text field, and they get stripped. Their mark survives copy and paste, survives some editing, and changes nothing about meaning, quality, or readability. Hidden characters cannot do that. So the mark is in the words themselves. Which sounds impossible until you look at how the model picks them. One flag before that. Anthropic has not published their implementation, so this next part is inference. It is the established technique this belongs to and fits every property they describe. When Claude writes, it picks each word from a ranked list of candidates. At most positions, several are equally good. Fix the grammar, repair the grammar, correct the grammar. So a secret key splits the vocabulary in two at every one of those positions. Call them the green half and the gray half. And sampling gets nudged, gently, toward green. One word tells you nothing. A person would land on green about half the time by chance. But across a long passage, text that keeps landing green stops looking like chance, and anyone holding the key can measure that. This is called statistical watermarking, and that is the whole trick. The word choices are the watermark, which is why copying the text carries it. You are copying the words, and the words are the mark, which also tells you where it breaks, and that decides whether any of this can ever be used as evidence about a person. Paraphrase the text and you replace the word choices. The signal was those choices, so the signal goes with them. Translation does the same. Heavy editing wears it down. Length matters too. A two-line Slack reply holds barely any real choices, so there is nothing there to separate a watermark from a coincidence. A long document gives it room. So the mark needs length before it says anything. And Anthropic lists these limits themselves, which is more than most of the coverage has done, which brings us back to your paragraph. You wrote it. Claude fixed the commas, and what came back was generated text, so it carries the mark. Anthropic names this case directly. Proofreading and translation both produce marked text out of writing a human did, so a detected mark means the text may have been processed by Claude. That is their wording. And you might be thinking, fine, but whoever runs a detector over my work is never going to read the caveats. They are going to see a flag and stop reading. That is the problem, and it is a human one. The mark ships with an honest confidence limit attached. Confidence limits are the first thing dropped when a tool becomes a verdict. And it fails the other way, too. Clean text proves nothing either. Heavy editing, a paraphrase, a short passage, an older model, a platform that strips data on upload. All of those give you unmarked text Claude wrote. Two honest things before we finish. First, right now, nothing detects this. Anthropic says the tooling and documentation are still coming. Until they arrive, the mark is in your text, and nobody outside Anthropic can read it. Second, that article describes no opt-out. And files work differently. C2PA metadata is an attachment to the file, and metadata is the easiest thing in computing to remove. Resave the image and it is gone. And for most of what you do, none of this changes anything. Your code still works, your docs still read the same. That is fine. And it is worth saying plainly. So here's the one-liner for the next time this comes up in your team chat. The mark says Claude probably touched this text. It never says a human did not write it. The argument you are about to see everywhere is people treating the first as the second.